Welcome everyone to episode number 80 of the Daddy Sharps podcast. My name is Luke.
And I'm John. We're just a couple of dads who like to make the sharpest bets we can.
And we're just a couple of dads who break down the games that your square hole buddies are too scared to break down. John, it is finally here. The big dance. March Madness. Yes, John, it is the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament.
Oh, baby. And we have been crunching the data. We have all our best bets ready to go. And these are the bets the Daddy Sharps are making. And we're going to share every single one of them right here on this podcast. So get your notepad ready. It's going to be a book.
Yeah, it will be a book. We got a lot of bets. But to that point, yeah, we actually, if you're wondering, do make these bets that you put out in addition to other bets. But these are the ones that we really love. And before we do, though, like we do every week, before we begin, we need to share the results of our best bets from last week. And last week, we are on the hockey slash UFC weird mashup. And I will just share
yes,
that I had 10 NHL best bets and leans last week. Those bets, an abysmal 3-7, John. Thank goodness, though, you can bet hockey every day because I went 15-3 in the last 2 days. For some reason, Thursday night hockey, not very good to me. Whatever. We're moving on.
Hey, it wasn't the best of weeks either in the UFC. We went 3-2-1. Not a stellar week, but I guess a little profit is some profit. The Daddy Sharps are now 21-8-1 on best UFC bets on the year.
I love to hear that. All right.
Yes.
Speaking of moving on to March Madness, we're going to break down every shared bet that we have by region. But yes, First we're going to start out with our first four bets, if we've made any. Two games on tap for tonight. One just ended. One's almost the tip-off right now. And two tomorrow in the first four. Here are my picks. I'll just say that I had one pick in the Howard Bison game against the Wagner Seahawks on the money line, and that one lost. That was a loser. But Howard coming back after a 17-point deficit to come within three, and they missed the last second three-pointer to tie the game up. Also, I picked the Colorado State Rams to beat UVA tonight outright on the money line at minus 140. The Rams, by the way, favored by 2.5 points. The line has been moving up a little bit here. I don't know where it ended, but it was from 140 to 143 at one point. I like that as well. Didn't bet it. But where else are we betting on? I also think the Rams can cover that spread. UVA has one of the lowest tempos in the tournament. Great defense with UVA, but an unperforming offense, John. And the Rams, yes, ranked 13th in the country at one point this season. I love that team. Other first four picks, I'll just rip them off for you real fast. For me, the Colorado Buffaloes favored 2.5 against the Boise State Broncos. I like Colorado. Sco Buffs. The over-under of that one is 140.5 points. Buffs have a high-powered offense, and I like them on the money line. And Montana State, the Bobcats, favored by 3.5. I think they're going to take care of the Grambling Tigers. The over-under is 135 in that game. This is a first tournament appearance for Grambling. The Bobcats, well, I was trying to think of nice things to say about both teams, but it's really the Bobcats suck less than Grambling. Yes. They're both horrible, but I like them to win. I like them to cover up to 3.5.
So are you saying that game's going to be a cat fight?
Cat fight. Say it. Do
Bobcats,
it.
Bobcats. Tigers. Let's go. All right. So I went with Colorado State as well, Luke. You have Colorado State -2.5 and the over under 120.5. My best bet here is going to be the under 120.5. Yes, that's historically low, but Virginia has the third best scoring defense in the nation, coupled with, you used the word earlier, abysmal offense, ranked 355th in the country. If that doesn't scream the under, I really don't know what else to tell you. Granted, it's a low under, but Colorado State has hit the under in 7 of the last 10 games. And then we are both in agreement on the Buffs. Colorado -2.5 versus Boise State. 140.5 is the over-under. I like the Buffs as well at -2.5. Boise State, they're a good team, but Colorado is a team loaded with elite talent. Exciting players, brothers of NBA players on this team. I'm betting the talent here, and my data agrees, saying the Buffs have a 71% chance of covering the 2.5.
I love that too. And yes, that covers the first four for us. Let's move on now to the East Region, shall we?
Yes.
And the games on tap there to the East Region of the first round of the tournament. Games are on Thursday and Friday in the East. Here are our best bets and our leans. I'll start us off. Number one ranked and seeded UConn against the 16th seed Stetson Hatters. I like the over in this one, 144. Looks like the total has moved to 145.5, however, which means we'll look to some fourth quarter points from Stetson to bridge that huge gap after UConn takes out their starters. I do think, though, high scoring offense will hit that mark. On to number 8, Florida Atlantic versus number 9 seed Northwestern, FAU. Favored by 2.5 points in this one. The over-under is 142. I like the Owls on the money line.
Nice.
And the under in this game, 142. Two close teams who will play cautiously, John, in the first half, concentrating on not making any mistakes. And that usually leads to unders, the under 142.
I like it. All right. Here we go. A little San Diego State action. One of our darlings last year. Me and you cleaned up on the over-unders on this team. San Diego State -6.5 versus UAB, 135.5 is the total. And my best bet here is going to be San Diego State -6.5. Now, beware here. Give me the Aztecs by 6.5. 7's a key number. This number is trending up. At some books already, we are over the 7 to 7.5, but you can still get some 6.5s out there. There's a couple of them. My data is not comfortable laying the 7 or 7.5, but at 6.5, I'm going to take it. UAB's strength is offense, and we all know how good San Diego State is at defending. It's their identity, but the UAB defense, they suck. Like you said earlier, these guys suck on defense. Like second worst in the east side of the bracket, bad. Only second to Stetson. I like San Diego State's average offense to, dare I say it, a little run up the score on the Blazers here? A little run up from San Diego State? Yeah, I just said it.
Interesting. Could happen. Yeah, the number 5 seeded San Diego State University taking on that number 12 ranked Blazers, or 12 seeded Blazers, I should say. A lot of chatter about whether UAB will upset here. They won't.
No.
Their offenses do perform about the same. There's a huge discrepancy, though, on defense. A 14-point swing on Pomeroy when it comes to adjusted defense. Give me San Diego on the money line. I think they cover that 7-point spread. I like that. I'm not going to bet that, but I think they will. That's a lean. 6.5 is what you say you've got at your book as well, but I like them kind of maybe all the way up to 7. I think they can really go on a run. I will bet the over, though. I will bet the over in this game at you've got 135.5.
Yes.
I'm showing 138.5 on this one in some places as well. I still like it all the way up to 138.5 because – UAB can't stop teams from scoring on them, and they're used to having to fire on offense in order to keep up, and that's what they'll have to do here. All right.
Yes.
Let's move on.
All right. Here we are. I know this is going to be maybe an unpopular pick here, but Illinois -12.5 versus Morehead State, 149.5 is the total. My bet here is going to be Morehead State plus the 12.5. The number has moved to 11.5 at some books, -120 to the Illinois side, but there are still some 12s out there. That's what you want. You want to get to 12, and it doesn't mean it's going to stay at 11.5 for long when you see Illinois at a -120. So it might come back. What I like here is Illinois' weakness is defense, and Morehead State likes to put up a ton of threes, and they're ranked in the top 3 in the nation at converting threes. Illinois, they gave up one of the worst 3-point percentages on defense in the country. Those long shots will keep Morehead State within the spread, but not a win. That's what I like here.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. Wow. What do you like?
That's a big spread. All right. All right. I like that. Maybe. I have to look into that some more. Hey, it's a number 3 seed team against a number 14 seed.
Yes.
Again, I like Illinois on the money line, but that's -850. You can't bet it, really. I do like the under in this one. I like under 147.5. We may have seen the last of that number, however.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check it at 149, but I do like the under 147. I'd like the under 149.
Yeah, you'll love it at 149. Well, you'll take it.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking over for a second. Morehead State with a subpar offense, weak defense. You crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's in this one. Means they won't score, but Illinois also won't score 110 by themselves either. So I really do like the under in that game. All right, moving on.
Yes.
To the number 4 seed in this region, Auburn against the number 13 seed Yale. Auburn favored by 13 in this one. And the over-under is 140. I like Auburn, obviously, on the money line. Again, another minus 850 on the money line. Good luck there. That's all I've got on that one, John.
Yeah, me and you talked about Auburn before. We both love this team.
Love them.
Maybe they make a little deep run here, but they are in a tough side of the bracket there. I think everybody expects them to go to San Diego State, and then they would have to play UConn. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, and I can't take them on the minus 13 here. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how these teams match up exactly, you know?
Yes. You know who will be cheering for them?
Okay, go for it.
The Round Mound of Rebound. Charles Barkley, that's a school. He likes them. That's a stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Auburn is a school. That's right. You're right.
All right. Here we are. BYU minus 8.5 versus Duquesne. 142.5 is the over-under. And I love the under here, 142.5. Absolutely love this. And what can I say? I love key numbers. 142, the most popular total in the NCAA tournament going back to 2014. Duquesne is an under machine, hitting 8 of the last 10 unders, including the last 3 in a row. And those totals were set lower than the 142.5. So you get some wiggle room here. Duquesne has also some of the worst offensive metrics in the field. Give me the under. And then I have another bet I snuck in here, Washington State versus Drake, minus 1.5. 138.5 is the over-under. I like the under 138.5. And again, I love the key numbers, and I love it when the data matches up with it. I like the game at 138.5, but I would wait until we get closer to tip-off. Wait to see if we can get to 139.5. 139 is a key number. If you can't get it there, 138.5, I'd still take, but 139.5 is amazing. And then Washington State, led by their defense, which has hit the under, 5-2-1 in their last 8 games. Washington State also has a very slow tempo, well below the national average, and they rank near the bottom in the country at 3-point attempts and makes, all pointing to the under for me.
Yep, can't bet that game because I live in Washington State, and you can't bet on state college teams when you live here. So I'm out there unless I'm not crossing the border. All right.
And for those paying attention on that game, Washington State opened as the favorite, and now it flipped. It went from minus 1.5 to plus 1.5. Drake is now favored.
Well, I can only hope Washington State loses so I can continue to bet.
Yes, that's right.
I'm just saying. All right, but I do want to share my data on the BYU game, the number 6 seed versus the number 11 Duquesne. You said everything, echoed everything that I was thinking. My data says BYU on the money line and the over 140 in this one. Let me check what you had in your notes though, as far as the over under, which was 142.5. Yeah, these things are creeping up, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna have to revisit that one, but we'll see.
There's a lot of variance in these though. You might be able to still find 140 at some books.
Yeah, shop around. If you can find 140, then you'll love that, obviously, if it's at 142.5 out there right now. Two low scoring offenses against weak defenses for both of them as well. All right, moving on to is a Johnny J pick coming up.
We got the little jackrabbits here.
Yeah, I love the Jackrabbits, and I love who the Jackrabbits are playing for this tournament. I love this team.
Iowa State minus 16.5 versus South Dakota State. 134.5 is the total. I'm going to say under 134.5. Jackrabbits, another slow-paced team, and they're going to slow this clock down. South Dakota has one of the worst offenses in this entire tournament, and they live and die by the 3-point. Well, guess what Iowa State is good at? They just happen to be great. One of the best in the nation at defending the 3-pointers. That's why I love the under. I'm not saying Iowa State's not going to score. I'm saying South Dakota ain't going to score. Diddly poo.
You said it. You took the words right out of my mouth. Diddly poo is exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
The number 2 seed against the number 15 seed, the Jackrabbits. Can't bet the money line. I don't think it exists. It's too high. But again, like the under in this one, Iowa State. Again, one of the best defenses in the country. Not on offense, though. Jackrabbits, though, won't score any points in this one. Here we go. On to the West region. The West region. We're making progress, John. I don't know that you've taken a side on this one. I'd really like your take on this.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite games right here, and I did not take a side, but I will echo you here.
The number 9 seed, Michigan State, against the number 8 seed, Mississippi State. The Spartans are favored -1. I don't know that it has changed. I checked it just a little bit ago. I think it's still at a -1. Bookmakers like it right there. And the over-under this one is 130.5. I like Michigan State to win this game. I like them a lot. You could definitely bet the spread at -1 as well if you like them on the money line. The worst you could do there is get a push, right? Because if they're going to win, they're going to win. You got to believe in your numbers, though, folks. I'm surprised the over-under is 130.5 in this one. I have the over at that number, especially if this is a closely matched game, especially if it goes to overtime. Look out.
Ooh, some of the plays here I did not give, quite frankly, because I'm still doing some research on these plays. But I have not given my money lines out in this podcast. And I'll tell you right now, I love Michigan State. Me and you have talked about it. Michigan State, they're only -1, so it's basically a money line. Anyways, I love Michigan State to win this game.
One of those teams that preps for the tournament. Yeah, they'll play the regular season, but just enough really to get into the tournament. That's where they shine.
Yep.
On to our next matchup here. The number 11 seed, New Mexico Lobos, play the number 6 seed, Clemens. Technically, we're going to call this one of the upsets of the tournament. We're going to get to upsets, and we're going to talk about upsets later on in the podcast as a whole in tournaments. But I like New Mexico here. The line is 2.5. They're favorites. The over-under is 150.5. The Lobos, favored, and they should be. Take the Lobos to win. They will easily hit that over as well. And you know, I like the over at 159.5. I'll take that extra point because it also measures out. I like the over, John. What do you think?
Yes, I'm with you on this, and I love New Mexico -2.5. So you're going to notice a theme here, Luke, throughout this podcast. The Mountain West was strong this year and got 6 teams in the tournament. Granted, the seeding was a bit disrespectful, and you're seeing that in Vegas right now. These Vegas lines have these lower-seeded Mountain West teams actually favored in almost all of their games, if I'm not mistaken. New Mexico won the Mountain West tournament, and some say that was the only way they're going to get in. They are the hot team. They knew they were already playing for this tournament. They already have that tournament mindset, and they have been winning 4 in a row just to get here. Clemson is a team not built for tournament play, complete opposite. The coach has been there since 2010, and he has 6 total wins in the ACC tournament since he's been there since 2010, and he's 3-4 in March Madness. Not good, yet he's still there. And Luke, I talk about this all the time. What's one of my favorite things in football? The NFL. Turnover differential. New Mexico, excellent at taking care of the ball and generating turnovers on defense. The under, just like you, I like it in this game. It opened at 149.5. If you hold out for the 151.5, that would be the best. 151 being a key number in college tournament play.
Yeah, we might get there. We might get there because there's a lot of play to go, especially after day one. A lot of these games, you might want to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
See if you can get it overnight after those first day games are all played.
Yes.
We move on to the number 4 seed, Alabama, playing the number 13 seed, the Charleston Cougars. Alabama favored by 9.5 points in this one. The over-under, a whopping 173.5. John, there are no Cougars in Charleston, South Carolina, and there will be no Cougars left in the tourney after this one either. I love Alabama. Give me Bama. Give me Bama to win. I love the under 173.5. And here's why, because Charleston won't really score a lot in this game, and they won't be able to run with Alabama. But Alabama, the Tide, cannot get there alone.
The highest over-under in the tournament here.
Ridiculous.
Crazy, isn't it?
Rondo, the number 3 seed, Baylor. I love Baylor. Love them in their constant conference tournament play as well. They're up against number 14 seed, Colgate. Baylor, a heavy 14-point favorite in this one. The over-under is 138. Baylor will win. They'll look for the they might look for the under. I will look for the under. I hope they look for the under. I hope we match up on that. I would love that. Baylor will do all the scoring in this one as well. All right, on to, here we go again, John. Here we go.
One of our favorites here.
Yeah, and this is another one of those upset in the makings here. Again, more on that later. But the number 10 seed, Nevada, Wolfpack takes on the number 7 seed, Dayton, Nevada, favored by 1 point in this one. The over-under is 137. And I'm telling you, fade Dayton. Fade Dayton all the way. I love the Wolfpack on the money line. They are 1 point favorite. Why not? I just do it. Why not just take the point and bet both of those if you're really, really into your data and you trust it, which I do here as well. The worst you can do is a push. I do like the under in this one, 137, because not the best defenses here, but teams this close, again, really close, they tend to play cautiously, especially in the first quarter, maybe the first two quarters. And then there's always this as well, slow tempo teams, these two. So I look for the under, John.
I completely agree with you with Nevada here as well. Nevada on the money line there. I love that team. And we've already hinted at it. Mountain West, they got all the low seeds and yet another game where they are favored in the books. And Mountain West had a historic year. Six teams in the tournament. Everybody says Nevada is the best team out of that whole thing. So this is probably the strongest team in the whole deal.
It's incredible. And I love their placements. I love their placements for betting purposes. I really do. It's fantastic. Could win a lot of money on these teams in the first round.
Yes. All right. One of our old friends the past couple of years in this tournament, St. Mary's -5.5 versus Grand Canyon State. 131.5 is the over under. My best bet here is going to be that under 131.5. St. Mary's. This team plays the third slowest tempo in the entire field of the NCAA tournament. Slow teams lead to unders. The only other two teams that are slower were in play-in games. One of them, Virginia, and I cannot remember who the other one was. It might have been that Howard and Wagner game. Can't remember off the top of my head, but that saying, St. Mary's is a very slow-paced team. The other two, like I said, they're playing right now. Grand Canyon State can score, but they are facing the number 2 scoring defense in St. Mary's here. On offense, St. Mary's is not a scoring juggernaut. Defense wins championships, and in the Daddy Sharp's case, defense wins unders.
Yep, Wagner with a pretty slow tempo. You're right. They're a pretty slow team. Tonight, though, they were cranking it out. They were running up and down that court, which really made me angry. But, I totally agree with you here, John. You know, it's the number 5 seed against the number 12 seed, Grand Canyon. A lot of people saying, Grand Canyon, watch out for them. There could be an upset. No upsets here. Data is pretty clear. St. Mary's wins 6 out of 7 times at these data points. I love them to also – I love them to cover the spread at -5 and -5.5. Maybe, you know, you might think about that hook, but I love them at -5. I do agree with you. I totally agree with you on the under, but no over under here for me. I'm just going to stay off that and be conservative as we go. Because there are plenty more bets. More bets to go.
Yes.
Including this one, the number 1 seed Arizona Wildcats in this region take on the number 15 seed Long Beach State Beach. They are the Beach. That's their name. Arizona. Yeah. Heavy favorites, -20.5. The over-under is 161.5. You know what? This is the one game where I like the over. Really, really high. Because Arizona is one of those teams that can score that many in a game. And they might, given how bad Long Beach is just all the way around. Really a bad team, according to Pomeroy.
All right, sir. We got a Daddy Sharp fight right here. Little fight. I like the under in this game. Right now it's up to 163.5, but I actually liked it at 160.5. Since 2014, only 11% of March Madness games have gone over 164 points. So with this new total at 163.5, you're definitely in the minority here. That high. But don't get me wrong, Arizona did hang 103 on Oregon about 5 games ago, and they will score. But what I'm saying here is the number 2 scoring offense in the country has hit 3 straight unders. My bet is saying Long Beach State won't score my favorite adjective, diddly poo.
No, they won't. They won't. You're right. You know, you got me rethinking it. I'm gonna rethink that. I'm leaning toward what you're saying here. It makes sense. If Long Beach isn't going to score and Arizona will, and Arizona will do all the scoring. I agree with you. You sold me.
And I think that the line change probably sold you, because you liked it at 161.5, 163.5. You're getting up there.
You're creeping up there, man. And which means people are betting it. And that's interesting. And what they're betting on is Long Beach State is going to score. I just don't know how they're going to score against Arizona.
Listeners of the podcast, if I know Luke here, you got that over. But you also are now, since it's moved so much, you're going to play that middle. It's a patented play that you like to do right there. You always end up on the right side there. You always
smart
get
play. Yep. Smart play, especially in the NFL. I love playing the middle in the NFL when it's right.
Yes.
All right. We are moving on to the Midwest region. We're there. We're halfway through this.
Here we go.
A lot of bets. I'll start us off with the number 6 seed South Carolina. The Gamecocks playing the number 11 seed Oregon. I like South Carolina here, I guess, but I'm not going to bet that. South Carolina favored by 1.5 in this one. The over-under is 132.5. Weird matchup because these teams don't play each other. I'm going to stick to the under, though. The under 132.5 in this one. Number 3 seed, Creighton, is playing the number 14 seed, Akron. Creighton, 12.5 point favorites. The over-under is 141. Huge divide between these teams. You can bet the money line on Creighton. It's minus 1,100. I know. But I like Creighton. You know, Akron can score. They will score a little bit here, but Creighton will score a lot as well. So I do like the over 144 or 141, let's just say, 141 in this one.
I don't have a best bet on the Blue Jays there, but I do have a little conversation that me and you were talking about during the selection show. I actually like Creighton to emerge out of the Midwest. I think it's worth a flyer for Creighton to make the Final Four. They've got Purdue in there. I forgot who's the number 2 seed in this region.
I'll find out.
But it was a team that wasn't that fantastic. And I think Creighton has a real chance to get out of the Midwest here and actually win it, make the Final Four. And if you bought that now, Tennessee. So a team that a lot of people are high on, but they also lost, I believe, in the first round of their own tournament.
The SEC tournament. They did not look good.
Purdue, have they been past the second round in the last 3-4 years?
they got beat. They were beat by Wisconsin. Let's put it that way.
No, I'm saying, just looking at all these numbers and history and stuff, I like Creighton. In round 1, you bet Creighton to go to the Final Four. All they got to do is win the Midwest. That's what I like there. All right. Utah State versus TCU, minus 4.5. 147.5 is the over-under. And this baby's moved a little bit. It's gone all the way up to 150.5. And I like the under 150.5. I was ready to buy this number at 147.5. And for good reason, 147 is tied for the most popular total in NCAA tournament games going back to 2014. Almost 3.5% of all games end on that number, tied with 142. Both these teams ranked in the top 20% in Pomeroy defensive rankings. That with the key number has me on the under here.
Yeah, another one of those games. You got a number 9 seed TCU against the number 8 seed Utah State. So you're looking at a close game here, which should be anyway. I really like TCU on the money line. We talked about this earlier on the phone as well. My data says Utah State will cover the point spread here. Yeah, so really, really interesting. That tells me a close game. If the data is conflicted, it's not really conflicted, but it's just telling me it's a close game. Again, though, close first round games tend to hit the under because teams are cautious as well.
Yeah,
they don't want to make mistakes instead of letting it fly and doing what, you know, got them there in the first place. So I also like the under. I liked it where it opened, which was 149. Did it go down to 147.5? It's 150. It's 150 and a half.
150 and a half. Now I saw it at 147.
Started at 147.
So it's moved up. So it was above that key number, which is why I liked it a lot.
Totally. And I liked it, but my data loved it at 149, under the 149 as well. So
we're all
singing the same song here. Awesome. Yes. Under 150 and a half.
I've noticed we're on a lot of the same over unders here.
Totally. Love
which
it.
Which isn't
love
that surprising because we use very, very similar data.
We do.
I think this is a game that me and you have talked about since the selection show. We love this game.
We couldn't believe it. We've looked at this thing 3 and 4 times over.
I'm not going to steal your thunder here, Luke, because I know you got the good bet here.
What I'm going to say here,
Kansas plus -8.5 versus Samford, 153.5. My best bet here, I'm going to take Samford with the points, +8.5. And I also like the under in this game at 153.5. It's a trendy pick, but the number continues to move up. A lot of experts have this game circled as the upset special of round one. Kansas has two key injuries, and the number movement suggests they might be back, but how healthy are these guys going to be? Samford, one of the highest tempo teams in the entire field, fastest in the Midwest region for sure. They can also shoot threes at a high rate, which is, as we've seen in this tournament, key. Samford is top 15 in the country at making threes. Kansas near the bottom at defending them. I also love the under 153.5. Two key numbers here, 151 and 153 are top 10 most landed on in the tournament. And you're getting both of them here. Almost 5% of games in the NCAA tournament land there. You're going to get them both at the same punch here. So I love the under, and I like Samford with the points.
It helps if I come off mute.
Yes.
My lips were moving when nothing was coming out, and it was all good stuff. It was probably the best thing I've ever said
on
the podcast.
Yes.
I can't do better.
For folks that can't see at home, Luke is all business tonight. He usually has a hat on. He's ready to go. He's giving bets. Not tonight. This guy's dressed up. He's got, what did you say about your hair? What did you say you had?
Slicked back, ready to go.
Yeah, you are ready to go. He's all business. And I think it's to deliver this next pick.
Oh, well, it's the same. It's the same. I'm partying in the back a little bit. My hair's a little bit longer right now. We get a number four seed in Kansas. It's incredible against a number 13 seed in Samford. But like we said, this is the upset of the first round. There's got to be an upset. I think this is the one. The Jayhawks lost by 20 against Cincinnati in conference tournament play. I think the last game of the season, they played Houston. I think they lost by 30. They're missing, like you said, their best two players, Hunter Dickson and Kevin McCullough. Dickinson was supposed to have a full contact practice on Monday. I believe it's Dickinson.
Yeah.
Check, because these are two top players. One of them was just ruled out for tomorrow,
oh,
so he can't go. He can't go.
This number's coming down.
So watch that number to move, right?
Yeah.
So these two players, if you think, yeah, maybe not, I don't know if it's a big deal, they combined for 32 points per game during the season. I'm taking Samford on the money line here, and I'm buying that. And I'm buying the under as well.
Nice. There's the bet, sir. All right. We got Tennessee minus 21.5 versus St. Peter's under 129.5. My best bet there is going to be that under 129.5. A low total again, but I do love the under. Tennessee has hit the under in 7 of the last 8 games. And of course, we all know what I think about fairy tales. People die in fairy tales all the time. St. Peter's, the fairy tale team from last year. Not this time, my friend. Good luck, Peacocks. Has one of the worst scoring offenses in the country. Goes up against a top 50 defense of the Volunteers. I'll be rooting for them on defense, though. The Peacocks have the 14th best scoring defense in the country. So I do think they can keep this total below 129.5.
Yep, I'm with you on that one as well. Which brings us to the final region. The final region.
Dun, dun.
To the south, where we're going to kick things off with what will just be a game no one's going to watch. We've got the number one seed Houston Cougars versus the number 16 seed Longwood. I don't even know what they are.
Doesn't matter. We won't get to know them.
Do we need to take the time here to even look up their mascot?
No.
Because I don't think, by the time we Google search it, I don't think they're going to be around anymore.
They'll be out of the tournament.
Houston, 24-point favorites. The over-under is 127.5. Hey, I'm going to bet the money line on this. No, I'm not, because it's minus 7,500. 75
golly.
To 1. 1 cent it pays on a dollar.
Awesome.
1.3, really. I like the under here, though, 127.5. Why? Because Longwood, whoever they are, will not be able to score anything, even against Houston's second and third stringers. On to the next game. The number 8 seed Nebraska Cornhuskers up against the number 9 seed Texas A&M Aggies. The favorite here, Nebraska, favored by 1 in this one. The over-under is 147. The Cornhuskers are riding a huge wave of momentum right now, John. I like the Cornhuskers on the money line here. I like the spread bet too, minus 1. Let's see if that line moves a little bit. But look for the under 147. Under 147, because, again, we got a close game between a number 8 and number 9 seed. cautious play means unders.
Yes. We are both in total agreement on this game. I saw the spread at -1.5. You have it at -1. I still liked it at -1.5. And I also love the under 147 to start. I like Nebraska here because of the three-pointers. They are one of the top programs in the country at making them, and Texas A&M, again, one of the worst at defending them. To the under, both these teams can play defense, and the total has already moved up 1 point from where it opened. That being said, the key number 47 again, and the book won't go above it, so this might be the highest you can get. And I think you saw 147, right?
I did.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give you 147.5. They don't want to include that.
Well, we'll punt. We'll punt. That's fine. That's fine. A lot of more bets to go. A lot more bets to go. Like this one right here. We've got the number 5 seed Wisconsin versus the number 12 seed, the James Madison University Dukes from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Wisconsin favored this one by 5.5 points. The over-under is 127.5. Wisconsin is also riding a huge momentum wave. They're the ones who beat Purdue in the semifinals of conference tournament play, reaching the final of the Big Ten Conference. I love the Badgers here on the money line. Love, love, love them on the money line. However, my data also shows that JMU might cover that 5.5. So I might stay off that. Makes sense, though, when you're going to a game that you're supposed to win big time, as you are with Wisconsin, with all that momentum. And JMU, a team, has nothing to lose. So just be cautious on that. But I do love the Badgers on the money line.
When Daddy Sharp Luke brings up James Madison, I listen. You discovered them in football, sir. You discovered them.
Oh, they killed it.
And here you are in basketball, too. He knows this conference, folks. I like him. All right. We're going to the Texas Tech game. Texas Tech -5.5 versus NC State, 145.5. I had to check the data twice for myself. I feel like a square for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyways. I like NC State +5.5. I like this number at +5.5. 18% of the tournament games land on the 5-4-3, and at 5.5, you get all those key numbers. My data has North Carolina State at an 85% chance of covering. The reason I say I feel like a square here, they're like the most talked about team right now. Hot team, went deep in the tournament. I don't like following the public.
Well, but they're hot right now. So if they figured if they have figured something out, then they've figured something out. But we are talking about a number 6 seed team in Texas Tech against the number 11 seed NC State Wolfpack. And I won't be surprised, though, John, if a lot of bettors lay money on the Wolfpack from here on out after that fantastic run in the ACC tournament. But looking at the line, it dipped from 5.5 to 4.5 briefly. Now it's back to a 5.5. That tells me early bettors love Texas Tech at -4.5, and the market adjusted back to 5.5. Maybe wait until the game, you know, right before, see what you can get. See if more square money drives that back up to something even beyond through the 5.5 for NC State. Yeah. Because if you get to a 6.5, 7, I don't know if the numbers say they'll cover. I don't know.
Yeah. This line is real close there. Real close.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. My data loves the Red Raiders.
Yeah.
So we're on opposite ends here. My data loves the Red Raiders on the money line and to cover the 5.5 and lower.
Yeah, and I do like Texas Tech on the money line. I like Texas Tech to cover 4.5.
Right. So, you're in that category. Yeah, right?
it's the half point there. That 5.5. That's where I like
NC State. Key number 5. You know, yes. I think, well, in this case, you know, what you do is just go with what, you know, you agree on. And we both, Texas Tech money line, we would be surprised if they lost this game, right?
Yes, completely agree. Yep.
But I also like the under. I like the under 145.5 in this one as well. I don't think it gets there.
No, I agree with you on that.
And speaking of injuries, because we've got one other team with two huge injuries that we've all got to watch as tournament goes on. Finally, for me, we've got the number 2 seed Marquette. God, I don't know who they are either. Marquette Golden Eagles, I believe they are, versus the number 15 seed Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Marquette favored by 14 in this one, John, a whopping 2 touchdowns. The over-under is 158.5. The Golden Eagles are missing 2 of their best players, like I said. But, you know, unlike other teams that have key injuries that we're talking about, like, you know, the Hilltoppers, they're just not going to be able to take advantage of that. They had a great run in conference play, but so did Marquette. And Marquette is in the Big East. They're in the final of the Big East. So much better conference. Those injuries won't factor in for the Golden Eagles. I like Marquette here. But take the under 158.5 as Marquette's superior defense destroys the Hilltoppers' subpar offense. John.
Completely agree with you on that one there. Western Kentucky comes from Conference USA. You look at all their ratings, the Pomeroy ratings for sure. All these schools in there are not nearly to the mark that Marquette plays every week. So I'm in agreement with you and the under. They haven't seen a defense like this ever.
I know. I want the Hilltoppers to do something here because, you know, they were so great in conference play, they're just not going to.
Yeah, their conference sucks.
Man, I know. Marquette's
diddly poo.
Marquette's the better team here. All right, John.
Even with the injuries.
We have got some things, my man, to talk about. We've got things to talk about. We're going to dive into things that we need to discuss in these early stages of the tournament. If you are listening and you are betting on the first round, you've got to consider these topics.
Yes.
First of all, let's talk about spreads. You may have noticed that we don't have a ton of spreads.
Correct.
In this, a lot of over-unders, some money lines sprinkled in there, but, you know, huge spreads between teams that have not played each other. John, why aren't we really keying in on a lot of spreads in this first round?
Spreads are tough because not only are you playing an unfamiliar foe, you are also playing on a neutral court. So a lot of these numbers, a lot of these scoring numbers, they are taking into account home court, at home crowd. You don't get that here. You get guys that are watching every game. You might have a Wisconsin guy watching the early game in the same building. You know what I mean? He's not even rooting for any one of those teams. So it's a little different.
Absolutely. And I would say don't get sucked in automatically into betting the underdog. Everyone thinks tournament and they think Cinderella story. They think upsets and underdogs and, here we go. I'm going to bet big money on a St. Peter's and they're going to – no, they're not. Because here are the real numbers. On average, there are 8.5 upsets in the tournament total. But on average – just 4 upsets in the first round on average. We've given you 4 upsets already. Samford, Nevada, Michigan State, and New Mexico. Those are all upsets technically because of the seedings.
Yeah. Yep.
We've got the lowest number of first round upsets was back in 2000. So keep this in mind, the lowest number, and there was only 1 upset in the first round back in 2000. So it doesn't always go that way. Don't get sucked into that. I would caution you all the way. Second topic, let's talk moneyline bets in the first round. I can't remember seeing the VIGs so high on moneyline bets, John.
Yes, the books want to trick you into multiple leg parlays, more than 2. They want those 3, 4, 5 leg parlays. Let me tell our fancy listeners out there, the Daddy Sharps use a lot of math to figure out these bets, a lot of algorithms, a lot of studying. And trust me when I say we have figured out every possible parlay combination. Yep. And
we went through them.
And somebody's been there before and the book knows it. And that's why these things are so high. There's no, you can't parlay all the number one seeds together and make money off of it. It's just not going to happen. Don't fall for that. It's the risk is too great.
He's being polite. He's being polite, everyone, because I was curious the other day.
And We both were.
And I did the math on it. And I went through on old double leg parlays and old triple leg parlays. And if you took, something like 10 teams and did a kind of a, you just around the wheel with those on a double leg parlay, if you lost one of those bets, you're going to lose pretty much everything. You've got to win all the others just to break even. On a 3-leg parlay, if you did that on multiple bets, you can maybe depending on how many you do, you could suffer 2 losses out of maybe 10 teams and before you start breaking even 3 and you're done. Do you think you're going to win You think you're going to win 7 out of 10 three-leg parlays in a tournament?
No.
Think again. Think again.
Yes. When you go from a two-leg parlay is hard enough to win by itself. When you go from a two-leg, I can't remember the math off the top of my head, but when you go from a two-leg to a three-leg parlay, you are more than cut in half your chance of winning that parlay.
That's right.
The books make, if I remember this correctly, they make about 70% of their profit off parlays.
Yep, that's right.
Don't be that guy. Daddy Sharps don't give out parlays.
Third topic. Gambling, John, is now legal within days of the tournament in North Carolina.
Oh, we had a very interesting discussion here about this.
Watch for those spreads and totals to inflate as you go. And not because you don't want to bet it, but maybe because you do want to consider those unders, John. What have we seen so far?
Yes. So we had the Duke spread open at 10.5, now minus 12. And the Duke total going between 132.5 and 131.5. North Carolina State, a team that I kind of like there, their spread already went from 4.5 to 5.5, total holding at 145.5. And then you also have North Carolina in there.
North Carolina, who's gonna play Wagner now.
Yeah.
I have not looked up, is it worth it for us to just kind of ad lib and spitball here while I look up and see if UNC's numbers are out? I don't think they are. I think it's probably going to wait until overnight. But early lines, it's going to be unbettable anyway on the money line, but
yeah,
who knows? I mean, maybe they're going to be favored by so much UNC that maybe you do dip a little on the under, but we'll see. But you got to keep these numbers in mind, and especially as we get toward the waning moments before North Carolina have to make those bets. They're going to make them.
Yes.
And you might want to consider that under.
Yes. So, and Duke is traditionally a very popular team. So is North Carolina. The fact that you got the betting there, we're going to be able to clean up, I think, here.
Yeah, clean up on North Carolina teams. All right.
Yes.
Wow, what a podcast.
That was a podcast.
Incredible. A lot of bets in there. And that's going to do it for now for the Daddy Sharps podcast. But remember, always gamble responsibly and within your means. And the bets that we share are based on our own research. We don't always win.
Be sure to check us out on social media. Look for the Daddy Sharps on Facebook and at Daddy Sharps on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, we're going to be back next week with all our best bets and much more. But before I get back to you here, Luke, I got to say something. A little Daddy Sharp good luck here. A little Daddy Sharp advice. You know what I watched 30 for 30 the other night? A little rewatch. Survive and advance. And that's what we're doing with these bets. We're surviving and advancing, sir. Survive and advance. Let's go.
Survive and advance. I thought you were going to say, I hate Christian Laettner. Ho!
Hi-yo!
John, who is your daddy?
We are.
Stay sharp, everyone.